You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I forget on Fridays at 2 o'clock, that's the intro that comes back. And I'm like, what the? Okay, that's Ryan. All right, so we get that. Hey, it's the Eddie Fry Show on Valentine's Day. My name is Mike Elam. Joining us on the phone is the governor of the great state of Missouri, Mike Kehoe. Governor, how are you, sir?
Mike, I'm doing great. How are you this afternoon? Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and Claudia. I'm sure you guys have big plans for tonight.
Well, we're working today at the Capitol. She keeps asking me, are we doing anything? We're actually, now, Mike, tell me how romantic this is. It's actually a pretty cool deal. The Governor's Student Leadership Forum is in town this weekend, and it's college students from multiple universities all across the state. It's a faith-based kind of organization that works with kids that might be interested in public service someday. They bring them together once a year for a weekend here in Jefferson City just to talk about faith and values and ethics and all that, all those kind of things that you would want to consider as you possibly look at public life. So Claudia and I are going to spend Valentine's night with 90 students from multiple colleges and universities in the Governor's Student Leadership Forum. So does that sound romantic?
I don't know that it ranks as romantic, but it's interesting. And it's something that I'm sure they're going to appreciate for the rest of their life, is being able to spend time with you and doing that.
It's a great group of kids. After 36 years of marriage, you know, it's not that we obviously love each other, but we don't have to go celebrate to prove it. How's that?
Hey, I would say after the last 2 years, if she's still with you, you're good to go, man. If she's gone through that, I think you're good.
That's legit right there. What you just said is right.
Hey, I'm sorry that we weren't doing this interview yesterday, because you were literally a block away from our studio opening up your brand new office here in St. Louis.
Well, yeah, and you know, really, I would say we're staying in downtown St. Louis. The state has had a presence at what you know is the old Wainwright Building. St. Louis will know that building, you know, for many, many years. I'm going to say decades, but it's been a long time. And because of some issues with that building that needed some significant work that probably wasn't a good return for taxpayers to do, state decided to sell that building, and Greater STL and a couple other private organizations are going to remodel it, which is great because it's a historic building. And we already had space in the old post office downtown for the Attorney General's office, Secretary of State, and then under the Lieutenant Governor's office, we have the Missouri Arts Council house there. So I said, you know, to Vivek Malik and Scott Fitzpatrick, our treasurer and auditor, you know, we're talking about really revitalizing and making sure people understand how safe it is to be in downtown and how we want public safety to be a major part of our message. Let's go to the old post office. So that's what we did. We announced that yesterday. I was super happy to have Treasurer Malik and Auditor Fitzpatrick with me to physically make a statement that we're not leaving St. Louis, and we're, in fact, we're staying right in the heart of downtown.
Well, you've got a little mini capital working with that many people sharing offices down there. So it should be efficient for taxpayers if they want to come see their government.
Well, that's the point. It's very efficient. And we let the reporters look at the office space yesterday. And they're like, well, this is pretty bland. And I said, well, listen, I'm in business. I've always felt like, you know, it doesn't have to be a boxing ring to get it pretty. And so to get work done. So we're it's very sparse, but it's efficient. And we can have meetings there and talk to economic development prospects. The treasurer and auditor have space to use. So it's meant to do what we can use it for. We don't have to rent space when we want to have meetings and whatnot. It's nice to have a home in a historic building that, as you know, is from 1884. There's 23 federally designated historic sites across the country. There's only three west of the Mississippi, and that's one of them.
Wow, that's pretty. I did not know that part. That is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Hey, yep. It's a post-Civil War building. There was five built just like it. It's the same architecture as the executive office building, the vice president's house in our vice president's office in D.C. The other four buildings that were built like it in that time frame are no longer in existence, so it's the one of five that still survives.
You know, Steve Ellman would have known that information, and it's probably
exactly.
In his book.
Ellman was there when they built it.
I'm having coffee with him tomorrow. I'll let him know that part. Hey, I know you're tight on time today, but I wanted to talk to you real quick. I got a chance to go hear your State of the State. And to be honest, I was pretty amazed. And we've talked a lot over the last year of what you wanted to do if you were to become the governor. And you laid out a very aggressive plan, ambitious plan, bold plan for the state of Missouri. And I was like, man, I hope you get this stuff done. But I was curious, how is it coming along so far, in your opinion? Granted, you're only a couple weeks in.
You know, there's a carving here in the Capitol that says people will perish without a vision. You know, that's our vision. And we very much believe that this is a path that, number one, Missourians elected us to get accomplished. Because, as you know, we talked about this with you multiple times and others all around the state about what our priorities are going to be. And we've had a good start. You know, we, as you know, right after the inauguration, just 2 weeks before the State of the State, we signed several executive orders supporting public safety efforts. We outlined the rest of those efforts in our State of the State address a couple of weeks ago, and you've already seen action from the legislature. They've already had a floor debate, not finished yet, but at least started and got out of committee the crime bills in both the House and the Senate. Brad Crist from there in the St. Louis region has done a fantastic job of carrying it on the House side, and then Nick Shore from your out near St. Charles County area, along with Travis Fitzwater from Callaway County, are carrying it on the Senate side. So we're very happy with them getting that on the floor and starting to work through that. We think that's a major accomplishment to get our crime bill going, and accompanying that with the executive orders. That's, as you know, the foundation of everything else we want to get going on.
You know, you had a great speech when you did your final goodbye for the Missouri Senate on Inauguration Day. And one of the things you talked about is relationships and how having those relationships that you built in the Senate will last you for the rest of your life. And one of the things that I've noticed about you, because I've seen this throughout a lot of reps and a lot of senators' social media, not yours necessarily, theirs, that they post, you were walking around the Capitol and you were going to meet the House members and the senators in their offices and having conversations with them there. I'm sure this has probably happened at some point, but I don't remember a governor who's done as much of this as quickly as you have done. What's the key behind that?
Well, what I'm being told is it's been since Kit Bond, and that's no knock. I've been really good friends with other governors between Kit Bond and now, but it's been since Kit Bond that has walked the halls. And Mike, that's just my style of management. And, you know, contrary to social media, you can build relationships and not sacrifice your core values. Just because I'm walking the halls and talking to elected officials, some that agree with me and some don't, doesn't mean that I'm sacrificing my values. It means that we have to have a relationship to move certain agendas forward that aren't controversial. And there's a lot of those. I think public safety is one of those. I don't think public safety is a partisan issue. People want their communities safe no matter what part of the state they live in. So
right.
we really enjoy doing that. I spend an hour to 2 hours every day when they're in session just bopping around with no specific agenda. They're going to tell me what's on their mind, by the way, once they get over the fact that I walked in. They do have some ideas, and that's fine. I used to have a friend that ran, was the president of Ford Motor Company forever. He used to say, Michael, remember one thing, no is an answer. And so I said, yeah, I got it. So sometimes it's not always the answer they want to hear, but at least we work on developing those relationships.
You know, I think as you develop those relationships, it's going to get you the vision that you want. The thing that everybody always talked about when you were running is you've been that guy who's willing to have the conversations and have the relationships and listen to what people want to say. Listening, I think, is key. And I applaud you on the things that you're doing around the Capitol. I don't know that I applaud you on having 90 high school and college age students on Valentine's Day with your wife, but I appreciate your commitment to the youth of getting that.
The secret to making that commitment is don't tell Claudia until the cup of coffee this morning when she says, hey, what are we doing for Valentine's Day? I said, well, honey, we're going to be with the Student Leadership Forum. It's a great faith-based organization. And so, in all seriousness, Claudia, and you met her, and you're like everybody else. Most people like her more than me. She very much is involved in what the future looks like. Not only do we have four children, but as you know, in just a month, we're going to have our first grandchild, my daughter's going to.
Congrats.
And so when we talk to these young groups, it's for more than one reason. I really do believe they're our future, and we need to make sure we give them the best advice on how to move forward to continue this great country and this great state, the opportunities that's afforded me. And so we very much like talking to these young folks and trying to make sure they see the vision that we have.
Well, Governor, I don't want to jinx it, but right now Jefferson City is working pretty efficiently. And I hope that keeps going. I hope your agenda continues to get through because the state of Missouri really, really needs it. And I appreciate you making some time on Valentine's Day to spend on the radio with me.
Well, Mike, I'm grateful for your leadership in St. Charles County and for your friendship. And we always are happy to be on and listen to talk to your folks on 97.1 and happy to be back anytime you'll have us.
Happy Valentine's Day. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
That is Mike Kehoe, the great governor of the state of Missouri. He has really laid out a lot of things that are going to be tough to get done unless you get a lot of parties to buy into it. And I appreciate the fact Kit Bond was a guy who Mike Kehoe and he are both very similar in the fact that they are people, and they walk the halls, they talk to people. I can't tell you how many state reps and senators that I've had conversations with since he became our governor that are just shocked when he walks into their office. And when he's talking about, you know, just bebopping around the hallways, he's not wrong. And that didn't happen before. We've had some really good governors in Missouri, but there hasn't been a lot of them who were willing to do that and walk around. You know, a lot of times when you get to higher elected officials, especially, they kind of get into an ivory tower. They get surrounded by people. They don't get out of their bubble. And if you don't get out of your bubble, you can get jaded on what people want done, how people want it to get accomplished. But when you walk into somebody's office and you sit down across the desk from them and you have a conversation and it's not your domain, it's their domain, they feel a lot more comfortable in telling you the way it really is. And one of the best things we can do with all of our elected leaders at every level is make sure that they're getting the true story. They really are understanding how things are on the ground. So I'm very optimistic of how things are going to be for the state of Missouri, how things are starting already. Ryan and I were talking about it earlier. The House is running really smoothly. That's not big news because the House gets a lot of stuff done quickly just because of the way that they are. But the Senate this year is probably working more efficiently than it has in 4 or 5 years. And that's saying something. They're getting bills done. The Republicans aren't fighting with each other this year. They're working together. They're debating on stuff, and that's fine. You should debate. You should have vigorous debate. And if you disagree, you should let people know you disagree. But they're doing it in a way that is productive. They're having conversations. They're working together. They're getting things done. And for the state of Missouri, that's huge. As long as they can continue to do that, having the governor work with the House, work with the Senate to all execute a shared vision is something that's going to be great for the state of Missouri. And they're on a lot of similar pages for where President Trump is. And right now, you've got the House and the Senate and the presidency all working well. Will this continue? Probably not. I mean, let's be honest. It's politics. But at some point, you know, the train's going to run off the track. But I'm just praying that we can keep this train on the track for as long as we possibly can, because the more they can continue to do this, the more they can continue to work together, the more we're going to be able to get accomplished. And God willing, the better off the United States of America is going to be, and the better off that the state of Missouri is going to be. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Annie Fry. I hope your Valentine's Day is starting well. Hope you got to go home early today. But if you didn't, hope you've got big plans for either tonight or later on this weekend. I'm that guy, right? So here's confession.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Into just the two of us as we're talking. I didn't get my reservations in for the places that my wife really wanted to go to dinner. I know. So I'm struggling. And I'm hoping that I can get into a restaurant later on tonight. And we're going to be able to do that. Which brings up, what's your Valentine's Day plans? That's our YouTube live chat poll. I have plans. I don't celebrate. I hate love. I just had to throw that in there to be that guy. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Annie Fry today on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM Talk. Matt Polly on the other side.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This program Presidents' Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.